Most of you know that the chapel speaker for the four services next week will be Charles Welburn. But some of you do not know that he will be speaking here in the morning chapel hour and will be preaching in the local church in our annual spring revival in the evening. The chairman of the chapel committee, when assignments for this week were made, requested that if possible we try to direct our worship in these days this week toward next week's revival. Consequently, our meditation today is a meditation in prayer and in hymn centered around the revival. May we now hear the call to worship. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of light who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who hath borne all our sins and hath cleansed every stain. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. A very necessary ingredient in the preparation of our hearts for revival in depth is confession. We will pray together a prayer of confession, following which we will remain seated and sing a hymn of confession. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we acknowledge and confess before thee our little faith, our lack of vision, our many sins against thy love and thy mercy in our daily relationships, the sin of knowing thy word and not proclaiming it with boldness and passion, our laziness, wasting of time, and neglect of our duties, our failure gladly to accept and use the gifts thou hast given us, our abuse of our privileged position, our lack of watchfulness of ourselves and of others, our failure to pray faithfully and regularly and to expect great things from thee, our blindness to the needs of our fellow students who are sick, poor, anxious, lonely, or in despair, our spiritual arrogance and pride. We confess to thee, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray thee, Father God, to have mercy upon us. Amen. Us would expect revival in depth in the soil of his own heart, except he also repent for the sins he confessed. Let us join then in a prayer of repentance, following which we shall remain seated and sing a hymn of confession and repentance. Shall we pray? God of grace and mercy, accept the true repentance we now make before thee. We have confessed many of our sins by name. We now confess all our sins before thee and repent of every unchristian thought, word, and deed. We repent for our failure to be loyal to thee in the times of severest temptation and test. We repent for our seeming inability to be truly grateful for the wondrous gifts of thy love. We repent for not loving one another as thou hast loved us. We repent for giving less than our best in our work and in our worship. We repent for narrow vision, for abuse of privilege, for failure in prayer, for failure to dignify other human beings, for our quickness to dehumanize those who differ with us or those who are different from us. We repent of all unrighteousness, Heavenly Father. Wilt thou, merciful Lord, grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, and time for amendment of life, and the grace and the comfort of thy Holy Spirit. Amen. Our prayer of faith, we will stand and sing together a happy hymn of faith, hymn number 261. Let us pray. Mighty God, everlasting Father, Creator, sustainer, and redeemer of the universe, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have confessed our sins to thee because thou art our God. We have repented before thee and asked for thy mercy because of thy promise to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the simple faith of little children, we claim thy promise. We call ourselves by thy name. And Father, we accept our place in the family of thy children with all of its privileges, opportunities, and responsibilities. Revive us again, our Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless in his presence on the day of his majesty, be dominion and power, grace and glory, world without end, through Jesus Christ our Lord.